You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So the government is planning to repeal the Resource Management Act and replace it with three other pieces of legislation. Later in the program, we will have Environment Minister David Parker and Nationals Scott Simpson. But I first spoke to lawyer Steve Much on what the RMA is and what the changes mean.
So currently, the Resource Management Act, the RMA, is the key piece of legislation governing environmental regulation in New Zealand. It basically sets out the framework for environmental management in the country, and it's based on the principle of sustainable management. And it was seen as world-leading when it was passed in 1991, but it's been tinkered with many times since then, and there's broad agreement now that the RMA might not have achieved exactly what it was set out to achieve, and that some kind of reform is needed.
Right. From a legal perspective, why does the RMA needs changing?
As I mentioned, it has been changed numerous times since it was enacted in 1991. And I think there's a view that it's overly complex to administer and manage. But also the government has cited things like the fact that ecosystems have been degraded under the framework that has applied under the RMA for the last 30-odd years, and that also the RMA framework hasn't allowed urban development to keep pace with population demand, and that it has contributed to things like the current situation with housing affordability.
All right, and some criticisms say that the RMA is quite confusing, but why was it written in this way when 30 years ago?
It wasn't necessarily as confusing, if that's the criticism at the moment, when it was originally drafted in 1991. But as I mentioned, it has been changed a lot of times since 1991 to address, in sort of an ad hoc basis, the various challenges that have arisen over the last 30 years. And so you've had patches, really, or tinkering around the edges that have led to some complexity in the RMA as it stands today. But also, any environmental legislation is going to be somewhat complex because the issues that need to be addressed through environmental legislation are themselves also very complex.
Right, and now the government says they will be repealing and replacing the Resource Management Act. So they proposed three new acts. So how do the proposal work? What are these three acts?
Yes, so the government, as you have said, has recently announced major reforms in the environmental law space, and they'll probably be the biggest shake-up in environmental law in a generation. They repeal the RMA and replace it with three new acts. The first one is the Natural and Built Environment Act, or the NBA, and that is intended to address land use and environmental regulation, and it will basically be the main replacement for the RMA. Then the second piece of legislation is the Strategic Planning Act, or the STA, and that aims to integrate with other legislation and require long-term spatial strategies to be produced. And then the third piece of legislation that will replace the RMA is the Climate Change Adaptation Act, or the CAA, and that's basically intended to address climate change effects, including issues around managed retreats and funding and financing of climate change adaptation. And so the government has stated that the new laws aim to both improve the natural environment, but also to enable more development but with environmental bottom lines or limits.
Right. The third act on climate action is kind of a relatively new concept. So how is adhering to climate action going to impact resource management cases?
So climate change has already featured in previous acts, but this third piece of environmental legislation to replace the RMA, the CAA, the Climate Change Adaptation Act, is intended to be quite a discrete piece of legislation with quite a narrow focus, and that is to address climate change effects. And so my understanding is that it will basically set out the framework for issues like managed retreat with sea level rise, and also how climate change adaptation is going to be funded and financed over time.
Would the changes make your job a little bit easier?
Yeah, so the devil will be in the detail, really, in terms of the effectiveness of the proposed reform, and also in terms of how simplified processes will be. So the aim is definitely to make things simpler, not only for lawyers, but for everyone using the RMA. But like I say, the devil will be in the detail, and we don't have that yet. We don't have all of that detail yet. And there probably isn't a single silver bullet in terms of solving all of the issues facing the resource management space in New Zealand at the moment. But yeah, making the system less complex is definitely one of the aims of the proposed amendments and the proposed reform.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
That was lawyer Steve Much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.